This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Take a text pouring in. You guys want to jump it on the phones this morning, 248-539-9797. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and a question I never thought I'd be able to ask. Which team is more likely to win it all? The Detroit Lions. Been waiting my whole life for that. The Detroit Tigers. It's been a long decade. Which one's more likely? 248-539-9797. We also have some Scott Harris audio to play for people this hour. We'll get to it shortly. He was on a podcast, Cody Stavenhagen and The Athletic, Turning the Corner. He talked about Jackson Job and why the decision was made now and the role that he will play for the Tigers moving forward. Some ticket texters, John. Could this be like Moneyball, where the Tigers would get exposed in a 7-game series? That means they'd make it to the ALCS.
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
It could be.
Or they're the team of destiny. None of this
matters. I'm pretty sure the A's lost to the Twins in a 5-game series. I'm pretty sure, but I'd have to look back. I don't know. I don't get in the weeds.
I never saw the movie.
You know, I think...
Yeah, you need to see the movie.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. You would really like it, but you'd pick it apart because you probably don't like Brad Pitt either.
Yeah.
You don't like Leo?
No, Legends of the Fall is one of my all-time favorites.
Fight Club?
Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen Fight Club all the way through. I've seen parts of it.
You know, in terms of a long run here, just look baseball perspective, I think Reese Olson's going to be a humongous factor in determining postseason success, especially when you get into a longer series. I think they need him in a 7-game series, and he hasn't pitched enough yet to really know where he's at, and it'll be interesting to see how they judge that because they hardly have any time. Like, how much is his next start going to matter? Because they yanked Mize. I mean, I was stunned when they
took it. Was the right move.
It was.
To skip the Mize start on Sunday.
Shows AJ's all in.
Well, that's what this, I mean, Job is up now. They're skipping Mize. Not about feelings. It's about who gives them the best chance to get that out in that matchup, in that inning. It's not even about the game. They've shrunk it down with this bullpen strategy to getting out of an inning at a time. And that's why we talk about a 3-game series, wild card round. You don't really need to lay out a rotation. There's no need to lay out a rotation. Scooble will throw game one, and you'll throw everybody else situationally in games 2 and 3 if necessary. When you get to a 5-game series, you will have to lay out who's going to start games 1, 2, and 3. In a 7-game series, yeah, Reese Olson becomes really important.
So you're saying it might be Ty Holton versus Corbin Burns?
It could be. It could be. Ticket Texter says the Tigers have a better shot at making the playoffs than the Lions and a much better shot of winning the World Series than the Lions a Super Bowl. The proximity argument, they're closer. Steve in South Lyons says the Lions have more talent but need to win one and only game. The Tigers can lose 3 in a World Series and still win it. Ticket Texters have pointed out the opposite is also true, by the way. That the Tigers would have to not just be good for a day, they'd have to be good for 4 times in a 7-game series. There's a little more pressure on your baseball team to be good. That's the debate, among other things. Let's get to Jason and Gros Eel. Jason, good morning. You're on 97.1.
That was a good piggyback into what I'm going to talk about. In the 7-game series with the breaks, if you look at the schedule in the ALDS, we could feasibly throw Scooball 3 times. So if you can throw the best pitcher in baseball 3 times, I'm really comfortable winning those 3 games, and you only got to take one of the other 4. So that's how I'm looking at it is, you know, matchup-wise, Scooball can go game 1, 4, and 7, and there's not really that much of short rest because of the schedule. So
it'd have to line up that way for both the ALCS and the World Series, both 7-game series. You're probably not getting him 3 full starts in both series But Jason, maybe you're right, depending on the layoff, because that used to be a detriment. Remember when the Tigers last made the World Series, the layoff was looked at as a bad thing because it was going to cool off the bats. Well, if it lets you kind of reset Scooble's clock, you might be able to get as many starts out of him as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, we are also in uncharted territory for him in terms of workload, and they've done a good job managing it, but they're taking the governor off now, right? I mean, this is this is playoff push. This is World Series push.
This is certainly world. Like, you are now all in. You've done it, and the organization has signaled it by bringing up Jackson Job and doing anything that they feel they can. And we could talk about whether we think it's a little bit too late or if it's just the right time. You know, is the porridge too hot, too cold? No, it's just right. Whatever you want to talk about.
It's not too late.
It is the opportunity that no one thought they would have. Not Scott Harris, not A.J. Hinch, not the players, but this is the position they find themselves in. They've stumbled into it. Oh, look where we are. Now let's go and get it.
Texter says, as of today, which is when you're asking the question, the Tigers are on a heater and the Lions look like they're not where they need to be quite yet. So I would say the Tigers. Texter says the Tigers have no offense. Lions actually have an offense. They would give the edge to the Lions. John, about too little too late or decisions and why decisions are made when they're made. Scott Harris was on Turning the Corner podcast with The Athletic. Cody Stavenhagen, one of the hosts. Let's start with Jackson Job and Scott Harris, why he felt now was the time to make this decision. Owed it to the players, owed it to the fans. Now is the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he came to that realization.
Yeah, me too, John. Me too. Kind of an overarching conversation is
sure,
do it for the fans, do it for these guys in the clubhouse, give them every chance to win, and it's the final week of the season, and here they are doing that.
No, okay, discussion for a later day. I hope that same sentiment carries over into the offseason.
Yes,
follow through. But they are where they are right now. The reality is they are in a very enviable position. The Twins are basically the Red Wings of last year. They were in a very advantageous position. Yep. And everything has fallen off. Now the matter at hand is finish the job in the regular season, get to the postseason with as much momentum, confidence, whatever you are leaning on right now. Hell, it's the F it because we're not supposed to be here, so let's just go win it. Attitude, I don't care. But yeah, give yourself every advantage possible, and if it's bringing up Jackson Job, if it's resting Scooble an extra day, like, Hinch has been masterful at doing that. Now it's a matter of how do they translate that into postseason victories.
Scott Harris was asked the follow-up question to that, right? Okay, so what changed with Jackson Job? Why wasn't this move made 2 weeks ago? He was in Double A at the deadline. You wanted to see him in AAA. He's hardly been in AAA. Here was Scott Harris's response as to why now. Why have things changed?
Yeah, I mean, for the first time in a long time for this team.
Circumstances changed. It got real, is the translation. Yeah. That's how that sounds to me. It got real.
Yeah, it got really real.
Yeah. To the point where, even though he's not a finished product, Scott Harris's words, he's not a guy that they would trust to go six innings as a starter right now in pivotal games. He is a guy that they feel like can help him an inning at a time, two innings at a time. Can he get 5-6 outs in a pinch? Can he come in with the stuff that is undeniably good? And they basically have said, this is so serious. We're so much in this right now. We'll take whatever we can get out of Jackson Job and make it work the best we can.
But I also think there's been a tremendous trust that's been built up between Scott Harris and A.J. Hinch. Had not worked together. Now they've been worked together for two years. Now Scott Harris is willing to give A.J. Hinch an extra tool that he knows A.J. isn't going to abuse. A.J. Hinch is going to, he's not going to put Jackson Job in an impossible position. He's not going to do something that would delay his progress. I think the trust of, okay, we can bring him up because I've seen what A.J. has done with these other pitchers. I see what Chris Fetter has done with these other pitchers. I trust them, and this can be an addition to and a move that could help us get an extra win, an extra couple of innings.
We keep getting these ticket texts, so I will address it. Jackson Jobe can make the playoff roster. That was not my understanding for most of the season.
Right.
I thought you had to be on the 40-man roster prior to September. All the beat writers have pointed out that there is a way for him to make the roster. He could serve as a replacement for Sawyer Gibson Long, who has spent the entire season on the 60-day IL. There is a roster loophole to where he can still pitch in the postseason, even though he just joined the team this week. We'll get more of your thoughts on the Tigers, some thoughts on the Lions, team more likely to win the World Series. 735, Sharon Moore, Michigan head coach. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the state of Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, here is what you get. It's a refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer, easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. And speaking of great times, hey, we're in the midst of it right now with our Detroit sports teams. All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days, whether it's at home, it's at the tailgate, it's in the stadium. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Dan Dickerson's right. What a moment. Should be another great atmosphere tonight, a better atmosphere at the night game. Tigers' magic number is 4. Let's get to the phones, talking about chances for both the Lions and the Tigers to win it all. Who's got the better chance? Linda in Kalamazoo, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Long time no see. For those who don't know, he used to host a show in Grand Rapids, and I used to listen to him there, and now I've finally been able to work the smartphone enough to get your app and am enjoying it. As far as the answer to your question about the Tigers or the Lions making it all the way, I think right now the Tigers have got just as good of a chance as anybody. I mean, realistically, if you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. Look at what the Rangers, Texas Rangers, did last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected them to go all the way, and look at what they did.
It's incredible the spot they've put themselves in. And Linda, appreciate you jumping through the hoops and using the Odyssey app.
Linda, I appreciate you following Jim all the way here. I would like to introduce myself. I'm John Jansen. It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, John. And I already spoke with Greg, and I will be a loyal listener to all the shows now. And I'm looking forward to hearing Kerry Carpenter this morning, see what he has to say. What was the attendance yesterday? I never got the attendance.
We were talking about this off air, right? Wasn't it reported like 20-something? But
23,000 tickets sold.
But actual attendance was maybe 16. 17, and again, it's understandable. It's a day game. It's a late change to the schedule. And the game didn't even start on time because of rain.
Right.
But Kerry Carpenter, 9:35 this morning.
Yes.
Look at that. A little
shout out to a previous former radio life.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little slice of back in the day right there. Uh-huh. Some ticket text.
A little slice of your listening demographics.
There you go. Ticket texter says, you guys played Scott Harris audio. Does it sound like he's trying to take some credit for this Tigers run? What has he done to contribute, Ken or Kevin in Clarkston?
What has Scott Harris done to contribute to this?
That's what they said, yes.
Well, I mean, we had the post yesterday on social media of who gets the most credit. And, I mean, the guy that's in his position is always, unless you are the, you know, best record in Major League Baseball, most of the time the president of baseball operations or the general manager is not going to grade well, because there's always moves that people think should be done, as you have said. You've already given them two strikes. But you talk about the development of these players. And is Scott Harris ultimately responsible? Yes, years down the road, but he's only been here 2 years. And he has made some changes in the farm system. His philosophy of valuing the strike zone, we've seen that pay off for some guys. And you know, Justin Henry Molloy was one of his guys that he went down to Atlanta and got. And is Justin Henry Molloy going to be a major factor moving forward? No. But he has had some key moments this season in very pivotal games. And you start thinking about some of the other moves that he has made behind the scenes. Does he have a huge hand? No, because he's only been here 2 years.
You said people in his position don't tend to get a ton of credit. I disagree.
I think they get more of the blame than they do get the credit.
I think when a team transitions from losing to winning, the team president or GM tends to get a lot of credit. Like Brad Holmes gets a lot of credit. If the Wings make the playoffs, Iserman, you know, is going to get a ton of credit. Yet Scott Harris finished below Alavila in our poll.
I also think that in baseball, everything takes a little bit more time.
Yes.
Because the impact players that you draft and that you pick up in football are supposed to be impact players now.
Yep.
Max Clark, all right, you know, he could be a part of the future. We don't know, but that's a Scott Harris guy. And, you know, you're looking at, okay, well, these players are just going to take a little bit longer to be impactful, and it's a delayed response, is guess what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Listen, called up Jackson Job. We can give him credit for that.
Sure.
All hands on deck. I would have liked to see more all hands on deck moves this season, but to his point, to Harris's point,
yeah.
If they get in anyway, and they go on a run anyway, he gets credit for that.
Well,
absolutely.
But now the credit is, again, moving forward and the delayed response. If you're going from a bad team to a good team, mm-hmm. And you want that credit. Now you've come out and said, when we build the foundation, when it's there, and I think we can all agree that it's there, the resources will be there to then go out and spend. And it's going to come down to the decisions that he makes.
Yes.
At that point.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we got Sharon Moore coming up at 7:35. Get some of his thoughts on winning a football game with 32 passing yards. Is that the formula moving forward?
12 attempts.
For Michigan football. Ask him about the little brown jug, rivalry trophies. Do we need to see more of them? We'll get to that at 7:35. I'll address a ticket texter. No, that was not my mom that called in. Let's get to Heather with the news.
A doctor in Taylor was arrested on Tuesday in his office after his clinic and his home were raided in connection to a years-long illegal pill operation. So according to Taylor police, people were traveling from all over the Midwest to get their painkillers from this doctor. The 78-year-old man is accused of also faking medical bills, faking medical records, and his neurology clinic has now been shut down. His staff all without jobs, and his patients obviously are left without a doctor. And speaking of his patients, it sounds like there was a lot of patients that were shocked by these allegations, didn't know that any of this was going on. But then there's other patients like Autumn Allen, who says right off the bat, he was pushing painkillers on her. Yeah, and it sounds like this was a horrendous case. The police are saying that this is one of the worst offenders of pill trafficking in the state. And they're saying that by getting him, they're essentially getting a drug dealer off the street.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy that this goes on right under our noses and we don't even realize it. Rally House will be taking over three former MDEN stores in Ann Arbor. So months after financial struggles, MDEN filed for bankruptcy back in August. But on Tuesday, it was announced that Rally House is going to expand its footprint, now having four stores in Ann Arbor. Of course, they do say that each Rally House location there is going to feature an expansive selection of Michigan Wolverine gear. So
makes sense.
Of course, right? That's going to be probably front and center feature. They're going to have a lot of cool jerseys, hoodies, hats, t-shirts, everything, and every other team as well. So
yep.
That's good news.
Yeah, when you're in the belly of the beast, you're going to sell the beast's memorabilia.
Yeah, cater to your audience.
Yep. Brett Favre revealed yesterday that he has Parkinson's disease. So he was actually testifying before Congress about a welfare fraud scandal that he is kind of caught up in. He was not facing any charges at the time, and he's already repaid more than $1 million in funds that were allegedly misspent. But during this hearing, he was saying that he was a victim as well, scammed by this biotech company that was developing a concussion drug. So here's what he said. Now, he is 54 years old, still very young.
Yeah,
right.
He played 20 years in the NFL, and it's not clear whether the Parkinson's was caused by concussions, but there is some correlation between head injuries and Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation says that scientists believe it's caused by a combination of genetics and environmental factors, including head injuries.
A lot of former players are very concerned about some of the developing science because it is all, you know, you don't know until you're dead, and they take a look at your brain as to what was the root cause of it. And even at that point, there's still speculation as to what it is. But yeah, there's a lot of former players that are a part of the concussion protocol or a part of the concussion study that are, anytime something like this comes out, it raises a red flag like, oh my goodness, what do I do?
Scary.
Yeah.
For sure. Finally, Coca-Cola is pulling a product from its shelf less than a year after it was released. So if you're a fan of Coca-Cola Spiced, it's being discontinued. It was just brought out, but they're saying, hey, you know what? It's not selling like it was supposed to. They say they created it to attract Gen Z drinkers. Apparently, Gen Z drinkers don't like this spice. So they do say that they're going to pull it, even though it was supposed to be a permanent fixture in its lineup. And they're going to introduce an exciting new flavor in 2025.
There you have it. Heather with the news. Be listening later this hour. We'll tell you how you can win tickets to Monday Night Football, Lions and Seahawks. We have Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore next. It's 97.1. And right now, tell you about getting your teeth clean, taking care of your smile. Brightside Dental, that's Brightside Dental, 1-800-PAINLESS or brightsidedental.com. Look, life gets busy. You fall out of that routine of going to the dentist. And it might be because you moved. Like, for instance, when I graduated college, moved to the other side of the state, didn't have a regular dentist. So you missed that six-month cleaning, and then another 6 month, and then another 6 month. Too many 6 month cleanings. You want to get back into that rhythm, and you want to go somewhere where they're not going to make you feel bad because you haven't been to the dentist in a minute. That's Brightside Dental. They'll take care of you. They have 8 offices in Metro Detroit, $35 new patient special, free exams and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. It's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. Tarek Skubal sharing a few laughs after the game. 7 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Tigers magic number is down to 4. That's right. Magic number season is back.
Oh.
5 games left. Any combination of Tiger wins and Twins losses adding up to 4 puts the Tigers in the playoffs.
Does it make you nervous at all to talk about the magic number?
No.
No, it doesn't me either. I mean, they're in the driver's seat. They control their own destiny.
What was that?
Yes.
That's why I don't really worry. I mean, this feels like house money. It feels like it's inevitable. When things start to get rocky on the bases, they just get out of it. Destiny.
All right. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse.
Okay.
Because it seems so improbable. And Tom mentioned this early in August about the record that they would need to have. Now it may not need to be as dramatic, but 33-11 was, Tom, the record that you mentioned back at the beginning of August.
No, that late going into Labor Day, after they had somewhat played well, I said this would have to be their finish.
Right. So they already had some of these wins under their belt.
Counting back from late August, and it would be a 33-11 finish to get the 87 or 88 wins.
Yeah.
They're 28-11 since.
The conversation at that time was, are they fake contending? And when you brought out the, well, they'd probably have to go 33-11, we all said, yeah, right. I mean, that's
750 baseball. You know how hard that is?
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and I have the same reaction now as I did then. It's a laugh, but it's right before our eyes.
Yeah, it's just incredible. It's borderline insanity if you would have suggested this. This is why we did fake contending, because it just to continue to compound at winning at that rate is absurd in this game. It doesn't happen very often. I know first person will say, oh, well, somebody went 35-5 once. Yeah, once.
40 years ago.
Well, and somebody
they play in the World Series?
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, poetic, Padres.
And somebody destiny. Has come back from, you know, the depths, but it's happened once in baseball history, and that was 51 years ago.
That's 100 years of baseball or more, and we have one instance of it happening.
Yeah.
Could be two at the end of this week. They could clinch as soon as Thursday night. It could happen Friday night, downtown Detroit, a party going on when everybody realizes playoff baseball is officially back in the Motor City. It's all in front of us, and it would wrap into a weekend that culminates with the Lions on Monday Night Football. We have tickets to give away today for that Monday night matchup with the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh.
So you're going to want to be listening, and you're going to listen for a drop from Dan Campbell. When you hear him say, like mother's milk when you're a baby, when you hear the Lions head coach reference breastfeeding, you're going to want to call in and have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Lions Monday night, and it includes a pair of passes to the Lions VIP tailgate party at Eastern Market from the Bullseye Event Group. Bullseye Event Group, where you can get your details as well, bullseyeeventgroup.com, for tickets to that Lions VIP tailgate. They have all-you-can-eat food and open bar. It's 3 hours before each Lions home game. In the next hour, listen for that Dan Campbell drop. Call in your chance to win. John, we had Sharon Moore on, and I think the question is, what Michigan did, does it change the outlook of their season, and can they continue to win that way?
Well, does it change the outlook of their season? Yes. After USC beat LSU, now all of a sudden, instead of three opportunities to play against big opponents and opponents that they were not going to be favored against, it went from Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State to include then USC. And now all of a sudden, hey, you beat one of those opponents. It's a game that you're not favored. It's a higher ranked opponent than you. Yeah, it changes the outlook of the season. Now, the second part, can they continue to win that way? This week, yes. It's Minnesota.
Yep.
Can they win that way against Washington? Yes.
Road game, sure. It'll be tougher, but sure.
Yes, but can they? I mean, yes. It's not, you know, will they or...
It's tough to imagine 32 passing yards being a winning formula most weeks, as good a run team as they have been and could be.
32 passing yards means that you're running for 200, 250 to 300 yards, 290 yards on Saturday. So if they have a repeat performance, sure they can. But I think the better question is, will they continue to win this way?
Right.
And no, the answer is no. They won't be able to continue to win this way. Against Minnesota, yes. Minnesota gave up a 200-yard rusher last week, and Michigan's rushing attack is much more diverse and better than they faced last week. So it can work for another week, but will it keep working? No. You're going to have to eventually show that you have a passing threat.
So they won last year at Penn State with, what was it, like 29 consecutive runs to close out the game.
Stop throwing the ball mid-second quarter.
Yeah, and they really didn't throw the ball to beat USC. Those are good football teams. Mm-hmm. Those aren't great football teams.
You're talking a one-off last year and a one-off this year.
Right, and that's the point is I think Oregon, I think Texas was proof of this too, but Oregon, Ohio State, I still chalk those up as losses. I still feel like this team is going to finish 9-3. That was the preseason thought. Now, it got dark for a couple weeks there, and we started talking about 7 wins, 8 wins. I do think the win against USC stabilized things for Michigan. but I don't think their ceiling gets any higher unless they have a real vertical threat throwing the ball. Because, John, those third downs are painful when you know it's got to be a screen pass because there's nothing down the field that Orji can complete with reliability, with consistency. I think the good teams who are tougher than USC will line up with the safety in the box, will put you on man coverage on the island, and they'll dare you to beat them. And I don't trust Orji to do that. Michigan will be stable because they can run the ball and bully the bad teams and still get to that 8, even 9 wins. But I think their ceiling is capped unless they get more downfield passing.
Yeah. And at some point, whether it's you just say once a quarter, once a half, we're just going to chuck it deep. I mean, they showed that against Arkansas State. Okay, no big threat there. But Orji shows he has a strong arm, couldn't connect with Fred Moore, and now all of a sudden you run into an issue. And I think on that play, Fred Moore didn't run all the way through the route. If he did, maybe it's a completion. But if you're a receiver, and this is not a knock on Michigan's receivers, and you're running routes and routes and routes and routes, and it's never coming your way, at some point you're like, you know, you might not be giving. Maybe it's 95% and you need 100% on the one opportunity that you have in that game. That is mentally taxing. And I'm not blaming Fred Moore for that. I'm not blaming Alex Orji for overthrowing him. Like, that is where you have to, at some point, for the mental health of your wide receiver room, give them a chance to go make a play. Throw it up. Say, you know what, Samaj Morgan, Fred Moore, Tyler Morris, go make something happen. Kendrick Bell, go make something happen. Earn your right to get more balls thrown your way. Alex Orji, earn more right to throw the ball.
If you want to talk Michigan football, we can carve out a little time, 248-539-9797. I already see people on hold that want to talk Tiger baseball. We're going to reset everything at 8 o'clock. Be listening for your chance to win Lions tickets. It's a busy Wednesday. It's 97.1.